ما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I welcome our dear guests, mashallah, to SOQ's Thursday Family Night programs in the holy city of Qom. It is such an honor and a blessing to have all of you and your dear families in attendance. Mashallah, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, here, students and teachers of the holy city of Qom. So as usual, I have a very quick and short quote, but it is quite meaningful. Before we continue in our program with the recitation of Dua Kumal, of course, we would request all the brothers and sisters, all of the scholars, our students, our teachers of the holy city of Qom, to remember all of the oppressed people all across the world, especially our oppressed Muslim brothers and sisters all across the world. One of the places in which our Muslim brothers and sisters are facing quite a bit of oppression for the last 70 plus years is, of course, Palestine. And so Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, speaking about Palestine, he says that highlighting the issue of Palestine is not a tactical matter for the Islamic Republic. Now, unfortunately, there are times where people say that the issue of Palestine is merely something that is a strategy, or it is a political action, or in this case, a tactical matter. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, no, that the issue of Palestine is not a mere tactical and political matter for the Islamic Republic. Rather, the issue of Palestine is a fundamental issue that originates from Islamic beliefs. And so in addition, we say that no matter how far the Zionist regime goes in committing oppression against the innocent Palestinian civilians, we will always stay true to the cause and the issue of Palestine until the ultimate liberation of the Holy Lands. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Another quick point before we continue on to our guest speaker for tonight, and it's my last point for tonight, and that is that just how Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei talked about the various crimes that the United States of America has committed against the Islamic Republic of Iran. Another one of the things that we have witnessed in the last 40 years is this mass media campaign. A campaign by the mass media in order to do mass deception. And so one of the things that the mass media has tried to deceive the people of the world, whether it is domestically the people of Iran or internationally on the global level, is that they have tried to portray that the enmity between the Islamic Republic of Iran and the United States of America started on the 13th of Aban. And so the 13th of Aban, if you are aware, is the day that some students, university students, they went and they took over the den of espionage, which was known as the American Embassy in Tehran. So the mass media tries to portray that it was this act of university students going and taking over the embassy which started this 40 years of conflict and fighting one another, right? So the first point, they say that it was Iran that started this conflict. And in the reality, I believe it was in the same speech, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, no, this is not when the enmity is between the United States of America and the Islamic Republic of Iran started. The enmities between these two countries actually started in 1953. Well over 20 years before the 1979 Islamic Revolution. On August the 19th, 1953, the United States of America, their intelligence agencies, as well as the United Kingdom and their intelligence agencies, conducted a coup in which they removed the nationalistic and democratically elected prime minister of this country by the name of Muhammad Musaddiq. So in reality, it was the United States of America who began the hostilities against the Islamic Republic of Iran well over 40 years ago. Don't let the mass media deceive you.